side.
Hey, all you important people who are tuning into All Joking Aside, you're important because you have good taste and
Incredibly.
you know what to watch that is going to enlighten you and educate you. But you made a mistake and you ended up here. But we'll
How did
so
they
we'll
get here? I was going to
continue on anyway.
say.
This is All Joking Aside. This is All Joking Aside 2.0, episode 104. And today we have an extremely special guest. We're very, very excited about her being here. Oh, I just tipped our hand. Now, you know, it's a person. It's a woman. It's a woman.
It's a woman.
So we're
I
very
know
rare.
you. None of you thought we knew any.
That's right. And well, at least that we're not mythical or made up. So without further ado, let's introduce our guest, and I'll
All
tell
right.
you your name when she's on screen. Okay, here we go. Oh, she's gonna show up. There she is.
Yay!
Welcome, welcome. I want to let the audience know who you are a little bit, and then we'll have you give us some more background on yourself.
Okay.
Now, first off, we know you intimately, and is it true or false that once during a male friend's coughing jag, you admonished him to face the wall, and this is how you became a world-renowned doctor of urology at the Johns Hopkins University? Is that?
Of
Oh, I'm
course.
sorry. I got the wrong.
You're looking up the wrong bio.
got the wrong thing. I'm so sorry. So, Sherry,
that's okay. I probably did that too.
God knows there were a lot
our
of blank
secret.
Spaces.
And I never felt better, and my health is great now. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So, Sherry, tell us. We
Perfect.
know
you.
You
haven't even mentioned her name.
Oh, Sherry. This is Sherry Kinnison, ladies and gentlemen. Sherry Kinnison.
Oh,
and
sure. The infamous.
The infamous Sherry Kinnison. And we love her. We've known her for a long time.
Decades.
Through theater. Primarily. But Sherry, why don't you give a little bit of an overview to those who are watching who do not know who you are, and let them know a little bit about you.
Well, I miss you guys. You know, Daryl and Greg are both great friends, and I used to have the Grove Theater in Upland, and we did lots of theater, and I think they're still doing theater, but instead, you know, I moved to Texas, and so I haven't really found a theater here that I like or that I want to be part of or that is open to having me. So I did go join the gym. I lost my mother in 2022, I think December. And so then I was recommended to go to the gym, and now that's what I do. I go 5 days a week. And
well,
I'm not a water person, but
I must say, don't shortchange all the things you have done, Mrs. Kinnison. So give us a little feedback on all of that kind of stuff.
You know, my life is full of pinch me moments. I don't know about you all, but I'm sure. And so let's talk about those pinch me moments. I mean, I, as a kid, you know, I was raised in a church. My mom and dad were pastors, and my dad bought a theater, and that was our church. So, you know, growing up, I didn't know any better. My dad always, you know, he was very positive and so ahead of his time. And he would preach and he would say, you know what, be your own boss, always be your own boss, always. So when we moved to, and that was in Illinois, I was born and raised there. And, you know, I would go to school, and the end of the summer, kids would come back and they would say, I went to California, I went to Disneyland, and I would think to myself, I'll never get to go there. I'll never. My folks were from Tennessee, so that was where our summers were spent. We'd always go for a vacation there because my mom's brothers and lived there. And so that's where we would go on vacation. And I never dreamed I would get to go to California, and ended up living there for 36 years.
Wow.
And of course, my brother-in-law, late Sam Kinnison, was a comedian, and my husband and him were always on the road. And I would go with them. But then Ginger was going to start school, who's our daughter. And so I was going to stay home. Well, I found this theater. By driving around, we went to Upland. We moved to Upland because of Cardin Arborview, a school that I wanted Ginger to go to. It was a private school. And so I drove around and found this theater and it had a for sale sign. Well, you know, I didn't know any better. I just thought everybody could buy their own theater. It was like
Oh,
my dad,
you
you
went
know,
out with the
hey, from
intention
the
of
time we were kids.
you wanted to buy a theater. You That was your intention.
Yes. And
Wow.
so Bill came home from a tour and I said, let me take you down and show you what I want to buy. Well, of course, he goes, what the? You're gonna cause us to go bankrupt. And I said, well, you know, I have a vision. It's, you know, it was really dilapidated. But, you know, I mean, there were, when theaters were built, then people started going to other movie theaters. So it was an old movie theater built in 1947. And I was young and dumb and didn't think a thing about it and thought, oh, yeah, I can buy, oh, we can remodel this. Oh my gosh. We did. We bought it in October. And we opened in February,
That's
and
incredible.
I don't
Wow.
even know how. My brother Ron, who is deceased now, he was in, we started our first show, it was Barefoot in the Park. I don't even know. We didn't have dressing rooms
Oh
backstage.
my God.
You know, they were back there trying to get undressed and out in the alley, you know, and of course, you know about the alley.
They were actually naked in the park, not just barefoot.
Yeah, they were, you know, that's all we had. So anyway, but we did get the front of the house remodeled quick and it was ready for opening. And you know, no one knew who we were, but
Wow.
it was full on opening night.
Look at
That's
the
incredible.
gumption you had. That's amazing. I didn't
And for
realize
those
that.
of you who have not been to the Grove Theater, it's not a small It's not a small, dinky little theater. This
No.
was a
Oh.
big
Well,
theater.
it was an old
It had
fashioned movie house.
900 seats, and we took out half
900
of
seats.
them to build the stage,
Wow.
and then we had 400 seats.
Yeah.
Come
Well,
on.
you gave a home to a great many of the people that we know for doing shows, and
Absolutely. Yes.
you're an integral fulcrum point for a lot of the folks who do theater in that area. So,
It really.
and you had besides your brother-in-law being Sam Kinison, you had some famous people come through the ranks there too and do some shows, right? What?
Yes, we were very, very lucky in the
Yeah.
world of entertainment. You know, it was really a place for young people, for adults, anyone,
Yeah.
any age to hone their craft.
Yeah.
And we were very fortunate in the world of entertainment to have different celebrities come and grace our stage. And I always felt like it gave the actors a chance to hone their craft with what you would consider a professional.
Yeah. Well, we thank you. We being as I represent all people with the talent. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong group again. But thank you for having a wonderful venue for so many people and for so many years. So Sherry, to be true to our format here, we've asked you to come up with a topic for discussion in general. And you're going to go ahead and surprise us with that now, and then Greg and I will go ahead and
We'll
look like
leave.
deer in the headlights. Yeah.
I just would like to know what your pinch me moments in life were.
I like that.
Oh, okay. Wow,
I like that.
she turned that around on
That was
us.
that was
Look at her.
excellent. Look at that.
What a
That
manipulator.
I love
Wow.
that.
Yes.
Boy, our pinching. Well, you know, I'll start. I'll start.
Okay.
Thinking. Probably one of the pinch me moments was finding that I had a life here in Southern California. You know, I grew up in Northern California in the San Francisco Bay Area, and my entire family's up there. My entire family, ever since I was born, has always been up there, and my remaining family is still up there. I'm the only one that left the area. And I left the area specifically because I got married the first time, and thought this was a really good opportunity to, number one, get away from her family, which was not a real positive situation, and to pursue my goals at that time of becoming a professional actor. That never happened that way, but it did bring me down here and basically introduced me to everything that is important in my life now, which
Oh, excuse me. Thank you. Thank you, Craig.
you are part
Oh,
of
I'm
that.
sorry.
I would get you.
I jumped
I was not simply going to
the
use this as a setup to make fun of you for a
gun.
change. No, I mean, my closest friends from all time are down here. Obviously, my wife, the one Kaisa, I met because I was down here. I met you and Bill down here. I reconnected with my college roommate, who I think you're familiar with, Mr. Candishon.
And did you
And
know he lived here? Did you
I
know he
did know
lived?
he lived here. When we went to college, he was, well, at that time he was from Ojai, but once he and Peggy got married, they moved to Garden Grove, and that's literally, we moved to Garden Grove because we knew them, and by that point they had moved up to Upland. So
Where I met them.
where you met them. But yeah, really, and then I established my life as a theater guy down here, which I don't know if it would have gone that way in Northern California, but it really did change the course of my life. So that's a major thing. And the fact that I have been doing this for so long, and it's such, okay, here it comes. And my association with Daryl hasn't ruined it.
And that's amazing that you
It's
can keep a
is
friend that
amazing.
long, that many years.
Greg's met so many people down here that we played the game for Greg of 572 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. And if he and he knows
Wait.
everybody.
I may have lost here. Sherry, do you know Kevin Bacon?
I have met Kevin Bacon. Do not
Okay,
know.
there you
There you
go. It's
go.
done.
It was a random name pull out of the air.
Anyway, so
Wow.
that's really the biggie for me.
That sums up your whole life. And interesting enough, when Greg talks about being away from his family, wherever Greg moves, even if he moved back up there, they would move away. He'd always be away from his
It's
family
true.
because
It's true.
it's
It's
like
a two-sided arrangement.
opposite poles of the magnet, kind of. Well, that's very, very nice. Sherry, I don't know what I would say to meet your criteria, but my life has just been I've kind of just been pulled around different directions. I graduated with my background was going to be science. I was going to be a doctor. That didn't work out. I got sick. I was married and I got very, very ill. And then I got divorced and I had been doing theater for a long time. And during the time I was married, I completely avoided theater. I was not intentional. I just never was involved with it. And then our mutual friend Scott Zuckman, he pulled me back into theater and I did a show and then I started doing theater again. And then as a result of that, Greg and I went to an audition, met each other at the audition. This is stuff we've talked about before. And through just oh and I met my sweetheart in a show that Greg was in. When I went to see Greg in the show, my sweetie Jackie was in that show. And I've explained to people that being the dog that I am, I kept coming down to see all the performances. I told
Strangely
Greg.
enough, it's the show that I was in that Daryl, for one reason or another, just had to see every
I
performance
don't,
of.
yeah. I told Greg it was because of him. Wasn't that way.
I bet you he started wondering and he got it.
I kind of figured it out.
You figured it
Yeah,
out.
it was a, and then interestingly enough, I mean, I find connections. Daryl was kidding about the degrees of Kevin Bacon, but I do find these connections fascinating to
I like
me.
them.
Yeah.
And the fact that Daryl and I developed a friendship and obviously a theatrical relationship as well here in Orange County. And for those of you not in Southern California, although Upland is in Southern California, anything out of like a 20-mile radius is somewhere else, right? So it's a whole different group of people. And yet, I mentioned Ken. Through Ken, I met Sherry. And started to direct at her theater, directed, I'm trying to remember, it was four or five shows. I don't remember
I
exactly.
don't remember. I know, and Bill says, and he's not here, but he says he loved what you did with his show. I
Well, that's
mean,
what I was
he
going to
loved.
bring up is that after I had directed a few of these shows, Sherry's hubby, the Reverend Bill Kinnison, I'm sorry, I have a hard time saying that without laughing,
I know
but
it.
I know the man. Anyway, wrote a one-man show for himself about his upbringing in the Pentecostal church and his relationship with his brothers, all of his brothers, and asked me to direct it. And so I became, aside from, going up to her theater and having her be my producer and meeting people that way, I really felt like I became very much a family member
Yes, you did.
by doing that show,
Yes.
and became very close with both of the Kinnisons. And then it turns out that Daryl
That's
has
just,
met, there's another string
well,
that ties
this is
you
really
in there.
interesting, an interesting topic. This is, we talk about the world being very small, Sherry, all the time, about things happening that are just unbelievably coincidental.
Yes.
And Greg, of course, if this retrace some steps. He came down from up north. I met him down here at a show. We were auditioning in Anaheim. I live in Valencia, California. I had been down in Orange County, but big distances. But I didn't know you through Greg. I met Frank Minano,
True.
who I did the musical Man of La Mancha with. And through him, I met
And
you.
Daryl met him in Huntington Beach, another
Yeah,
stretch.
and wow.
But what it means is that basically, Sherry, you are the pivotal connection between everybody. We all
It's
it
true.
all comes back to you.
I love it. You know, I love connecting the dots. That's it. You know, I mean, honestly, that's pretty much what it is. And it's so funny that in the theater world or acting world or, you know, it's just, and when you live in California, it's amazing to me how many people we were able to connect together and connect the dots. So I love that part of it.
Do you have, I mean, because you have met a great many people in the professional industry and otherwise, do you have a story of some incredible coincidence in your life too, something like that, that just
You
shocked the heck out
know,
of you?
Bill and I used to watch Fernwood Tonight, never thinking that'll be one of our best friends. Honestly, we would go home, we would be in revival because we traveled and we did the ministry thing for 15 years. And then we moved to California because Sam said, I want you to manage me. Well, that was in the time that Jim Baker got caught and all of the craziness was going on. So a lot of churches did where we stayed booked at a year at a time, they all of a sudden canceled us. So Sam calls and says, I want you to manage me. So we went out. Bill handled his business affairs and I handled all of his personal affairs. And so then we met. Fred came to a Bill was a CNN host. He did CNN radio and he was the talk show host.
I didn't know
So,
that. That part I didn't know.
yes, he was a talk. That's how come he talks so much.
He had his own show.
Well, it was a CNN radio that they did about, I don't know, they hired him for a morning talk show host. And
Was this
so,
when he had hair? This is an
yes, he
important
did.
question.
He had hair.
Okay, because I
He had a
can't deny.
ponytail, actually.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of that, you know. I don't know if he has any video of it, but he does have a lot of. And Lori Lemelin, well, I knew her as Lemelin. Now she's Balderamo. She was his, he hired her to be, he asked him if she could be the co-host. So that's how that happened. And Lori is another, I met her at 15 and now she's in her 50s. I never dreamed, they did a baseball, softball, baseball game to for a benefit. And Fred Willard came. When we met him, then we met Fred, and that was it. Didn't say a thing. And then his wife, Mary, is a quite was she was quite the writer. And so someone called and introduced Mary and I, and we became great friends because I produced, I don't know, four or five of her shows. And so then we became really good friends with Fred and Mary, and we'd go to their home, and sometimes she'd have parties for 10 people, and sometimes she'd have a party for 100 people, and her parties were fabulous. But that was just, and then, but I've met so many, Joanne Worley, I still try to talk to her, and she's still here with us. Fred and Mary are both gone,
Yeah.
and the world just changes, but to me, it's like, oh my gosh, how did I meet this person? How did I meet? I mean,
So the
but it
question
didn't
is,
change me.
and it's not to reduce the importance of anyone else, I'm
Yeah.
just curious, was there someone that you met who you were totally starstruck? Because I hear you talk about people, and it's
I
like,
met a
oh my
lot.
God, I love that person.
Yeah, I know.
I'd kill to know this person.
You know,
It's a good
I
question.
don't know. I truly can't say that I was starstruck because I just wasn't raised that way. I just was raised to meet people, and I've never gotten the big head. And honest to God, I mean, Sam was the same way. He met mega stars and all these rock stars, and all these people would come to his shows. And but you know what? We never lost focus of where we came from. And
That's
I
great.
think that's what made us who we were today.
So the fact that you weren't ever starstruck, I won't take that personally, but
Okay, I'm sorry.
okay.
I learned people are people, and it doesn't matter what level of life they are, who they are. No. You know what? If you got the big head, I'll be the first one to say, excuse me. No, we don't do that.
And in talking about coincidences, I don't know if you know this. I went to summer camp with Fred. No, just kidding.
Oh my
Just
God,
kidding.
that wouldn't
Wouldn't that
surprise
be
me.
amazing? That would be amazing.
I did. It's an interesting thing because I did meet Fred Willard once, and it was before I met you. He had actually come to a show I directed at Long Beach Playhouse.
Oh, I didn't know
And
that. Or did I?
Theater. He
Which,
loved was
and
that.
yeah, he was there. It was one of my farces. I don't
Okay.
remember which one. But I remember coming out of the theater afterward, and he was sitting in the lobby, and he was such an incredibly nice man,
He really was.
talked to me and wanted to make sure he talked to everyone in the cast because he
Wow.
was really impressed by the cast. And it was a thrill for me because I also was a huge fan of all the stuff he did. I thought he was one of the
Yes.
funniest people around. And so to get, compliments from him on a comedy meant the world to me.
Sherry, did you know, because you mentioned Fernwood tonight, did you know Martin Mull?
We met Martin quite a
Okay,
few times.
I
He
found this
always
on the
came to
web.
Fred's
Did you
home for
know that you
parties.
mentioned Fernwood tonight,
And
too?
it was so interesting. I mean, to meet Martin Mull, I mean, that was,
Yeah.
they both were, but and I don't care how old they got, they still had that camaraderie between them. And
Yeah.
it was interesting to see, but I loved it.
You and I talked about Ray Romano at one point. You met him through Fred. Is that correct?
Yes,
Okay.
because of Fred at Fred's house, Ray
Okay.
Romano would come, and so that's how I met Ray,
Okay.
and had quite a few conversations with him, and very
So,
interesting, very funny.
do you? I don't know the answer to this because so you. I mean, you kind of fell into theater somewhere along the line in your life. Do you perform? Have you? I've seen you sing. I've seen you sing online.
I
I know
used to
that.
perform. Now, when
Okay.
my dad had the theater, honest to God, the stage was huge. And
Okay.
we would do productions before anybody ever heard of Dr. Schuller,
The
who all
Crystal
went.
Cathedral.
Yes. And we would do such big shows and I mean, but this was back in the 1960s. So
Okay.
that's where I started. My roots were, in the gospel. And that's how Bill and I met. As we were kids, and Sam was, we were all kids, and Preacher's kids kind of stick together because you're so ostracized and
You
God
understand
knows.
each other.
Yes. And honestly, oh my God, for Sam to make it, we were just in shock because as a kid in church, as a preacher, as you know, we were poor preacher's kids. Nobody ever dreamed. So,
You know what? It's
yeah.
amazing how success can seem to come from nowhere sometimes. And
Yes.
it's just that's a fantastic possibility in life. You got to keep an open mind that anything's
Gotta be a
possible.
dreamer.
Got
Gotta
to be
be
a
a
dreamer.
dreamer.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I dreamt that I was retired and didn't have anything to do, and
Look at this.
I should have shot a little higher than that, I guess.
What an accomplishment.
It came
You
true.
started a podcast.
I
That's a
said,
dream.
yeah, this is my claim to
we
fame.
have, and look at this. This is the 104th episode.
104. Wow. That's great.
We are nothing if not diligent and stubborn.
See? But it takes that.
And naive.
Amen. Yeah,
Oh,
it's
you gotta keep a little naivety.
always good. It is always good. And I gotta say, another pinch me moment, I think, it connected to you and connected to your hubby, is you are both, I'm trying to figure out the best way to put this. You are both possibly the best examples of people of faith who are grounded in the real world. Does that make sense?
It really does. And I just wish everybody could be that way. I mean, honestly, you know, you just meet different personalities in life and you just realize they're people. And I preach to my granddaughter every day, kindness, 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 because you don't know what that person went through. You
Right.
don't know. And I think that comes a lot from my roots, from my mom and dad and watching them, and they were never judgmental. And Dad was so ahead of his time. I mean, he opened a church in 1959 to all people. So I was raised, and our church was probably 70% Black. And, you know, so I don't know prejudice. That is one thing I swear I don't know anything about. And I wish the world didn't know anything
Well,
about
stick around. We'll teach
prejudice.
you.
I wanted to mention here that Sherry is very generous with her time. She's a very giving person, as we've alluded to here. But I know you have involvement with the Women's Breast Cancer Organization. You want to mention about that real briefly here?
You know, the Pink Journey Foundation, it's in Orange County, actually. I got involved because I had breast cancer. Well, you know, that's not something I wish on anybody. But I became a real advocate of women, and I've been able to help a lot of women. It is a great organization, and I am telling you, it's, you know how some organizations, you don't know where your money goes, and I ended up on their board, and so I know where every dollar goes, but we do give free mammograms for women that have no insurance, that women have never had a mammogram, they have no insurance. Please go, because we do free mammograms for women. And then they're there to walk you through the journey. And if you don't have insurance, they have people there to talk to you. And so it's just a great organization. And I do give my time, and that's where I donate
You're
my.
generous there, and I know there's other organizations and
Yes,
groups that you've
and
given
of course
time to.
somehow Mary Willard got me hooked on the Farrah Fawcett Foundation, which is another great, and I've learned more about anal cancer than I ever wanted to learn, but that's, you know, that's
Kind
another
of the same thing.
cancer. We probably should start to wrap it up here, but
Okay.
Sherry, God bless you. It's so nice to see you and to talk to you. And we've had some texting back and forth, but and I see stuff that you post with your family online,
Yes.
and it brings me a smile. And I don't even know all your family, but just to see the joy that you have being together, it's a blessing. So thank you for sharing all that, and
It
thank you for being
is.
with us today. Really
I'm
enjoy having you
happy to
here.
be here, and it just makes me miss you all worse than
Oh,
I already do,
I
but
know.
okay.
And while you're here, do you want to plug your hubby's online
On Sunday morning,
services.
he does a Facebook, the Gospel According to Kinnison. If you have nothing to do on Sunday, well, noon our time, so it's probably 10 o'clock your
10
time.
o'clock our time.
And it's called the Gospel According to Kinnison and Bill Kinnison. So he has fun. We have fun. It's, you know, if you
I will vouch,
if you want.
I will say this, whether you are a believer or not, Bill Kinnison is one entertaining man to listen to.
That's
but
for sure.
He really is entertaining, and he does believe what he preaches. But you know what? That's what we did for so many years. And you know what? That's all we were in it for, was to help people. We did not. I told him, I said, Bill, you have to write a book, because people would not believe some of this church stories. I mean, it is so interesting.
Well,
besides life.
I'm grateful that people such as you and your husband exist. It makes me feel a little bit better about the world. You're very, very kind, caring people. So I'm grateful that I know you, and I know Greg
Thank
feels
you,
the same.
And you know, I'm always here for you. And if some of the ladies here in San Antonio ask if they could watch this, I said, I don't know.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, tell them to be very careful about which ones they watch.
Yeah.
No, they have to be open-minded.
Well,
they do have to be open-minded.
Alljokingaside.org.
And they can also join us on Facebook. We have a All Joking Aside group.
Okay.
Or they can just put their lips together and whistle.
Okay.
You know how to do that.
So we have a sign off that for 103 episodes, I completely destroy and obliterate. So we're going to try it again. And you can repeat after us. And this is the sign off. Why don't you lead us out, Greg? Maybe it'll come off a little bit better.
Maybe we'll get the words right.
You can get the words right. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Be healthy.
Be healthy.
Be healthy.
Be a blessing.
Be a blessing.
Be a blessing.
And most of all.
Most of all. This is important.
Most of all.
Keep
listen.
Smiling.
That means listen.
That's
no.
Right.
Keep smiling.
Keep smiling.
Smiling.
That was very smooth. Thank
that
you,
was,
Greg, for
it
doing
was
that.
Incredibly.
All right.
Don't add a different one to us.
Okay.
Can't keep the one straight.
Thanks a lot, Sherry.
Bye.
Take care, honey. Bye-bye.
I hate to leave you guys. Oh, my gosh. Love you.
All joking aside.